Mr. Chairman, Brad Holton, I'll bring the meeting back to order. We are still in workshop, budget workshop, and the next is Animal Damage Control Board. Come on up. Have a chair at the front and.
We don't get assigned in and all that stuff.
Yeah, you'll need to state your name and for, and the agency that you're working for the record.
Okay. Well, I'm George Quinzer and I am the county rep for the Animal Damage Control in District 2.
Okay.
County.
And then I'm Doug Hanson with USDA Wildlife Services.
Can come to answer any questions you might have and I can throw out there you. So each year that there's 10 counties that's within our District 2 that we meet yearly, sometimes two times and sometimes three times a year. And there's funding from the counties that help with the wildlife services, animal damage control, and they contract with, I guess it's Wildlife Services, and part of this funding comes from the districts and the counties. And so we're here seeking funds to participate in this funding for the wildlife services and then the services that you're, if there's any questions of what we do in Canyon County and the different things that they represent, we're excited to answer those questions, relevance and what happens. So like I said, there's 10 counties that we're a part of in this animal damage control, and we're one of those, and I represent Canyon County at this time. So any questions you might?
Chairman, I have a question. First, welcome. Thank you for being here. Generational farmer here with a lot of ground and history in Canyon County, so it's nice to see you here today. Yep. In a presentation, and you made it on time. We like that. So I do have a question on your funding ask. In looking at this submittal, it says 2,000, but somewhere I saw a 1,000. So I need clarification off. It's one or two.
It should be 2,000.
Okay.
I'm not sure where the one. I did see that also, but it's been 2,000 is what we usually ask for.
Okay, and then I don't think a lot of people know there was a gap in the time period that you requested funding from the county, so that picked up maybe 3 years ago. Where you came back in. Tell us a little bit about your program.
So years ago, I've been doing this for quite some time, and then things got a little tough in 08 and different things, and so they just said, well, we got money that we're going to spend somewhere else, and so that kind of dropped off, and then we kept coming back, and they did a couple of times, and then they stopped, and then 2 years ago, not this last year, but the year before, you contributed again to this, I guess, this district too.
Yeah.
And so then last year, I don't know, there was a secretary that
maybe didn't understand the deadline or something.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Something. But anyways, so, and this year we tried, you know, again, and then you guys asked for a little bit kind of a different
right
form instead of just sending in, you know, you have your own form, then so that's why we're here.
Yep.
She got a schedule.
Yeah, and Chairman, one of the things that we did right before you and Commissioner Brooks took office is we wanted to have the applicants for these community groups provide a statement as to how they benefit the community at large. So that's why you're seeing a change in application. I think that's important to know. And that was a pretty strong position that both you and Commissioner Brooks took, which I supported, that really if we're going to be spending tax dollars, we have to look at what the cost benefit return is to the county. So thank you for submitting a timely application. And again, I appreciate you being here. Last time you were granted the funding, I think you were on a wily coyote hunt for, yeah. But tell us exactly, you know, how your program for this amount of funding, who gets involved and how you target those.
So he has some paperwork. just 3 years, so.
Yeah, I have some information. So the Animal Damage Control Board is a state program, and within the state there's 5 districts, and we're district number 2. So every county is involved in this program. And then the state comes to us, a federal agency, to do the boots on the ground to help the different people. So I have here a copy for each of you. I don't know if you would. So what it is the work summary that we have done the last 3 years in Canyon County.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. I was hoping that maybe this would help kind of clarify some of the stuff that we do. So the top page is 2022. That's it. So at the top of that of the first sheet kind of breaks out into land involvement. We had 64 different visits, site visits, for some of them might have been multiple times to a different property, other times maybe just one time. So we had 64 that year. We had 9 different employees working in some fashion or form on within the county, and you can, we have that kind of broke down. We had 110 hours of field work. We had 8 hours of aerial work, an hour and a half of outreach, public outreach, with a total of 100 and a little over 119 hours that year. So in our services, we do wildlife conflict management. And so that particular year, we did remove a feral cat for someone doing, I don't know what the problem was at that time, but feral cats, coyotes, skunks. On the back of that sheet, we have starlings. Starlings, those numbers is just an estimate. We have a program that we plug in different information and it comes out that we had that we removed 17,000 some odd starlings. Starling work here in Canyon County is all for dairies. When starling numbers get too many, they damage the feed for the cattle, which in turn affects the milk production. So that's one of the big work projects that we do within Canyon County. Sometimes people report losses of livestock. Sometimes we verify it, sometimes we don't, but we try to document what has been noted or reported. So we have losses reported and losses verified, but there was 5 goats and 5 lambs that were killed within the property that year, or the county. And we verified those losses. There was also 3 different pets that were killed. And besides starling work, the majority of our work is also coyote. It is kind of our number one predator that causes a lot of grief for most people. Any questions on that? So we can go down through 2023. Every year fluctuates a little bit with how much time we put, how many places we go. In 23, we again had 64 visits, which was interesting. We only had 5 employees involved with 167 hours, or close to 168 hours of work done. And it breaks it down again of what, you know, we did beaver work and coyote work, rock chucks. Skunks again, starlings. So that's basically what we do, is try to minimize any conflict with folks and wildlife issues.
Yeah. Chairman, I would say that as former dairy people, we did, and I didn't realize it till now, but we did invoke the help of controlling starlings on that, because it's not just the damage to the feed, it's the amount of feed they eat. It's staggering.
Expensive. And that was our agency that was involved with.
Okay.
So we've been doing it for over 100 years, our agency's been involved.
Yeah, highly effective, so they know what to give them and They fly away to Never Never Land, but yeah.
So we can go through more of this if you want, or, you know, whatever, how much time you'd need to do, but those copies are for you to go through.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
I'm just curious
where the mountain lion or the cougar was that attacked an alpaca.
That I don't know.
They have different east states.
So I'm more north in the Council Cambridge area.
Okay.
So I could find out for you if you're interested.
Well, we had one in the gulch south of Greenlee. Cited by multiple law enforcement agencies.
It would be who would end up being there.
And Chairman, I would say too that you got these commissioners involved in your program when they saw the fixed wing and the helicopter opportunity in there, so they were hoping to get a ride, but yeah, somebody's having
work
fun.
Work like that?
Yeah, it should work that way. I'm sure. Well, I'm in favor of considering this in the budget because they're doing work that just isn't able to be, you can't call up 911 and
right.
have this sure. this type of operation carried out, and they have the experience and the equipment to do it.
Right.
I think it's a, I think
I'm
it's
also a in yeah, also in favor, Chairman.
Okay. All right. You have any closing remarks?
You know, just I had a neighbor who called, you know, just a few months ago, the coyote was harassing the sheep. And I said, hey, let's just put this to the test. And
yeah.
So I give him the number, and he called, didn't mention who I was or anything.
Right.
And within, he left a message. Within 24 hours, they called. A few hours later, they showed up, and they assessed everything and talked about a plan. And so I was very pleased
yeah.
that it followed up quickly, and he was able to get the answers and the directions that he needed. So that to me is living proof that they'll.
And it's not always about direct control, lethal removal.
Right.
We do a lot of phone work or in person and see what the problem is. And then sometimes we might not be able to do anything because of close neighbors or whatever. But we do try to give suggestions of a lot of non-lethal stuff too.
Yeah, and Chairman, is Steve Wilder a part of your board?
He is, yeah.
Yeah, so he's a neighbor. He's got a significant lambing operation down there close to the river, so it's a riparian corridor. You can hear the coyotes singing every night, so he's got a vested interest in protecting his sheep operation too, so
yeah.
And so, you know, like I said, I'm not sure what we would do to make it even more publicized, I guess, so to speak, that, you know, their availability, but I think.
Yeah, I think it's great you're here today to testify to that, so it's one way to, believe it or not, we have a following.
There we go.
Yeah.
So, any other thoughts, questions?
All right.
Good. Okay.
Information I need, do you need closing arguments or comments?
You have any other questions for us?
Yeah.
Not really.
Well, Chairman, can you put on the record how people can get a hold of you? How do they contact you?
We have an office number. We do have field staff too. However, you guys, our local office number out of Boise, which will eventually get to where whoever needs to get there, is 208-373-1630.
Okay, and that's to USDA or just an animal control board?
It's USDA.
Okay, perfect.
Yep.
So sure. I can get with Lauren, and I guess we could send that in.
Yeah.
Hey, here's some contact information.
But yeah, if you have folks coming to the county looking for help, you can send them our way.
Okay.
And if when people contact Fish and Game will just direct them to us.
Direct them to you also.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they automatically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect.
Yes.
Okay.
Anything that needs fixed, it's working.
It is. Very nice.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you
for your time.
Yep.
Okay. All right.
Good to see you.
Yep. You too. Thanks.
Nice to meet you, Doug.
Do I have concurrence that we recess till
correct. I'm in favor.
Let's recess then. All right.
How are you doing?